Update on a Friday morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen human embryos are the legal equivalent of children, spurring action in that state.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow.
ABC's Perry Russum, about half of the IVF clinics in Alabama have suspended the procedure. Intuitive Machines will talk more later today about its robot Odysseus spacecraft landing on the moon last night. It's the first time since Apollo 17 in 1972 that the U.S. has put anything on the moon. Not a cyber attack, no ransomware. AT&T says a software update gone wrong was the cause of Thursday's nationwide cell service outage. On the East Coast alone, more than 70,000 outages were reported. AT&T has since restored service nationwide. This is ABC News. Lottery error. Not in your favor.
It was a chance of a lifetime. John Cheeks of Washington, D.C. says he checked his ticket numbers on Powerball's website and it was a match, or so he thought. When he went to claim the $340 million jackpot, lottery officials denied the winning, saying the wrong numbers were posted by mistake on its website. Now he's suing the groups that run the D.C. Powerball lottery, and he's going for the jackpot, asking for all $340 million plus interest. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
NASA's Webb Space Telescope has been able to confirm what happened to a star in a nearby galaxy that went supernova in 1987. The telescope was able to cut through all the debris from the explosion and, observing in infrared light, determined the star morphed into a neutron star, one of the weirdest objects in the universe. The other possibility was a black hole, but the final call per Webb is neutron star. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to reach around the mid-40s and then falling this afternoon. Some sunshine early, then turning mostly cloudy. Scattered rain and snow showers by midday, turning to all snow, a dusting possible in some areas. Tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 15. North to northeast winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy and becoming breezy, a high of 39. South to southwest winds between 8 and 17. Saturday night, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 30, with southwest winds at 10 to 15. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 50, and for Monday, 58, before some near record highs on Tuesday at 62. That's a look at weather. On Thursday, our daytime high was 62 degrees. This morning, we rise and shine following the midnight mark of 41. We are down from that. It is 32 degrees. Today is Friday, February 23rd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets raised that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Calvary, my Savior went courageously, and there he bled and died for me. Hallelujah for the cross. And on that day the world was changed. A final perfect lamb was slain. Let earth and heaven now proclaim, hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for the war he fought. Love has won, death has lost. Hallelujah for the souls he bought. Hallelujah for the cross. What good I've done could never save. My debt too great for deeds to pay. But God, my Savior, made a way. Hallelujah for the cross. A slave to sin, my life was bound. But all my chains fell to the ground. When Jesus' blood came flowing down. I'll have no need to fear that rest. This hope will guide me into death. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for the war he fought. Love has won, death has lost. Hallelujah for the souls he bought. Hallelujah for
Hallelujah for the cross. That's Shenandoah. They'll be at Crystal Graham Music Theater tonight in Wisconsin Dells. They start the day for us with a positive way. And before that, our national anthem sung by Jennifer Nettles. And that opens up the broadcast day officially here today, Friday, February 23rd. We hope you're doing well. It's another warm day out there in southwest Wisconsin. Maybe a little bit of snow later on today, so we may have to hone some of our winter driving skills that we've lost the last several weeks. It's not going to be anything major, but could be a little bit of wet and slushy stuff on the roads later on today. We have lots to tell you about musically and sports-wise as well, and farm news and markets coming up in about 20 minutes today. Well, let's get those chores started. They're not going to do themselves. Here we go, Ricky Skaggs.
Now I don't care if I'm not the first love you've known, just so I'll be the last. No, I don't care if I'm not the first one you've given. Darling, I'll never ask.
Ricky Skaggs and I Don't Care. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, 32 degrees here at WRCO Radio. A reminder, today a Red Cross blood drive will be held from noon until 5 at the Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's going on today. And Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will be held tonight, 7 o'clock at the Blue River Community Building. Sounds like a lot of fun, and help out the cause, maybe have some fun, and put together a puzzle with friends. Here's Doug Stone.
You call me from the office to say you're working late. Well, I admire your dedication, but where's the extra pay? I meet you at the front door with wine on your breath. I couldn't help but notice, well, there's a button off your dress. Say you and your girlfriend just stopped to eat a bite. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Friday I came home and you was looking fit to kill. Said you're going to your sister's, cause your sister's feeling ill. I called her house all weekend just to see if she was fine. I never got an answer, must have called 100 times. She suddenly got dirty, y'all took it all to sight. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Said, hey, sweet baby, I'm no fool. There's something going on and it just ain't good. Well, come on, baby, well, let's talk straight. You got one last chance and a choice to make. Remember how it happened, it was probably too tight. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. You tell me that you love me, but I know it's just a lie. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Tell the truth now.
That's Eddie Arnold on the Mel Cow Show, and I need somebody. It is 5:17.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout. The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
An update on sports from WRCO, day two of the WIAA tournament. Wrestling action going on today at the Kohl Center in Madison. Our coverage will get underway a little after 11 o'clock when Divisions 2 and 3 officially hit the mat. Bill and David and Kirk will have more a little bit later on. Pretty good opening day for area wrestlers as well. Teague Perkins and Emma Haiti of Richland Center both getting wins yesterday. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston also picking up a win. And a good day overall for teams in Southwest Wisconsin. Grant Matthews of Riverdale led the way with a win last night late. So we'll have more about that coming up in later sportscasts. The boys basketball finals of the regular season last night. Richland Center boys team led for most of the way before losing to Lancaster 67-63. Also last night, Prairie du Chien 56-37 over River Valley, and it was Platteville 90, Dodgeville 56. For the Ithaca boys basketball team, they won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over visiting Waseca Steuben. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. Bulldogs with a share of the title and the first time they've put a boys basketball conference championship in the gym since 1972. Also last night in boys basketball, it was a win for Kickapoo over Weston, 59-52, and Seneca, 65-62, over Lafarge. It was Darlington beating Riverdale in boys basketball, 76-56, and a Boscobel win for the Bulldogs over Cuba City, 5552. Mineral Point, 91-52 over Iowa Grant, and Southwestern, 62-36 against Fenimore. From the NBA, Indiana was a winner against Detroit, 129-115. New York, 110. Philadelphia, 96. Toronto, 121. Brooklyn, 93. Orlando, 116. Cleveland, 109. Dallas over Phoenix, 123-113. Oklahoma City got the win against the Clippers, 129-107. Boston, 129. Chicago, 112. New Orleans, 127. Houston, 105. Denver over Washington, 130-110. Charlotte 115, Utah 107, Sacramento beat San Antonio 127-122, and Golden State over the Lakers 128-110. Number 3 Purdue got a win against Rutgers 96-68. The Bucks return to action tonight. They'll be at Minnesota. That's an update on sports on this Friday morning.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
5:23 the time. It's Light in the Milk House aerobic polka time. Here we go. Yep. Yep. The Jumping Jack Polka with a Six Fat Dutchman. Good to do a few jumping jacks. I used to with Jack LaLanne. Used to watch the Jack LaLanne show before school every morning. 31 at WRCO. We're headed toward 43. Maybe a dusting of snow later on, starting by midday or so.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and pain, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. Snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would take. life's the thing that I can win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. A true, true love. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time.
Sonny James on WRCO. It is just a matter of time. We're at 30 degrees here in Richland Center at 30 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. We trust you'll have a great day in southwest Wisconsin, an even better weekend as well. After we get through a little bit of snowfall later today, a dusting possible in spots, a high of 43 for today, 15 tonight for a low, Saturday near 40 becoming breezy, and Sunday a high of 50 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
E15 Rule. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. And to learn about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. The U.S. EPA has finalized a rule allowing the year-round sale of E15 in 8 Midwestern states. But Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association tells Brownfield the rule goes into effect in 2025.
Consumers and retailers in these states have certainty on E15 sales starting in 2025 and going forward, but we don't know if we're going to be able to sell it this summer.
Darren Von Ruden, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union, says the EPA's ruling wasn't the decision farmers were looking for.
We wanted that to be implemented the day that was signed into law, really, because it's going to help to clean up our air, but also it's going to help that ethanol business and keep moving that product out the back doors.
American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings said ACE will continue to support E15 legislation in Congress. Ag land values in the Midwest continue to rise. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago reports values in the 7th District saw an annual increase of 6% in 2023. However, David Opedal, Fed policy advisor, says that increase has slowed.
The first single-digit increase in several years.
77% of ag bankers surveyed expect Midwest land values to remain stable through the first quarter of 2024. A sheep producer is worried about the lack of snow cover this winter, and if that means a third straight dry summer. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Marble Seed Organic Conference.
Caleb Langworthy raises grass-fed sheep and beef near Wheeler in northwestern Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield the small amount of snow means his pastures have very little moisture to start the growing season.
We're already looking at pastures that are starting to turn green again, and I'm wondering if there's going to be enough pasture out there to support my flock and herd coming into this year.
Langworthy says the farm has sandy soils and without consistent moisture, his family will be, as he put it, in a world of hurt this year.
We're down to about 150 ewes, so beyond that, I'm not quite sure exactly how much we can cull and still have a viable farm business.
Langworthy says he's already had 2 years of culling less productive animals to lower feed costs, and the culling and management decisions are getting very difficult. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And more than 4.5 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesome in January. The USDA says that's 2% more than January 2023, with a 2% increase for chicken, canceling out a 2% decrease in turkey. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day on a quiet note, and cash hogs were mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was relatively quiet again on Thursday, with a few bids on the table in parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Most were passed. Asking prices remain at around 184 plus in the south and 292 plus in the north. At Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 600 pounds and up were selling $3 to $12 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers above 600 pounds were mostly steady, with some occurrences of $10 to $15 higher. USDA says demand was very good for a large offering of loads and packages. Feeder supply included 63% steers, and 80% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 802 to 846 pounds, brought 242.50 to 252.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 701 to 743 pounds, sold for 240 to 258. Boxed beef closed higher on Thursday, with choice up $1.99 at $2.99.79, and select was up $1.35 at $2.85.81. Cash hogs were steady to higher, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like business had one last round of mostly higher prices and increased negotiated movement left in it this week as buyers tried to move the numbers needed to keep chain speed at an acceptable level. Export demand continues to be a consistent source of support. Barrels and gilts of the National Daily Direct were up 58 cents, with the base range of $66 to $75. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at 50. Slaughter sow prices were steady at 39 to 42. Boars were at $14. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at 38 to $50. Barrels and gilts were mostly steady at 37 to 47. Boars at Illinois were marked at 8 to 25. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures closed lower and feeders finished mixed ahead of Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures were mixed with nearby contracts hitting multi-month highs supported by spread trade. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatune from Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hustatune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower with another round of pressure from fund selling. March beans were down 13 at 11.47 and three quarters. May was 12 and a half lower at 11.52 and a half. March corn was down 5 at $4.06. May was 5 and 3 quarters lower at 4.18 and a half. Live cattle were down and feeders were mixed at a widespread direct business and Fridays on feeder port. April live was down at $1.15 at $186.55. June was 60 lower at $182.70. March feeders were up 70 at $252.05. And nearby hogs were supported by spread trade and the cash and wholesale business during the session. April was up $1.22 at $87.20. June was 95 higher at $98.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. farmers shipped a whole lot of pork out of the country last year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Foreign buyers and consumers apparently like U.S. pork a lot. The industry had a milestone year in 2023, according to Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Just a fantastic finish to the year for pork exports globally. We're at a new value record of almost $8.2 billion in sales globally on U.S. pork. Of course, Mexico's been leading it all year long, but really the rest of Latin America has stepped up as well. Latin America really was the story in 2023.
Hallstrom says customers in the Caribbean, Korea, and China really came through for U.S. pork last year. Foreign markets offer some benefits over and above the domestic market for pork, as some buyers make use of everything but the oink. Hallstrom says that helps drive overall value for pork exports.
So if you look at the total situation on these exports, the key is maximizing the carcass mix and the value of the whole carcass. So we came in December with a very high number of over $70 per head payback for exports of pork. And that brought the annual record up to almost $64 a head for the year, which is an all-time record.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-292-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. An ag economist for the National Milk Producers Federation says he expects an even higher rate of dairy farm closures in the coming year. Peter Vitaliano tells Brownfield, last year, the U.S. lost nearly 6% of licensed dairy farms.
That's pretty much in line with the average reduction percentage-wise in the previous 4 years. I suspect, due to a number of factors, we'll probably see a larger drop than usual when the numbers come out a year from now.
He says USDA's farm numbers were likely collected before even more farms closed at the end of last year. Vitaliano says some financial improvement is possible this year.
I'm expecting improved margins this year, but not necessarily ones that are so high that they're going to constitute anywhere near a full recovery from the financial stress that dairy farms pretty much of all sizes are experiencing this year.
USDA reports a loss of more than 1,600 licensed dairy farms since 2022. Major declines in the Midwest were seen in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were higher Thursday, supported by a bullish milk production report and a lower dollar. February Class 3 milk was up a penny at $16.19, March 15 cents higher at $17.13, April 46 cents higher at $17.66, May up 41 cents at $17.95 per hundredweight. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 51.5 cents. Blocks down 1.5 at $1.50. Barrels up a quarter of a cent at $1.61. Butter up 3.75 at $2.81 and a quarter. And non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent at $1.19 and 3 quarters. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. We will see some sunshine early, scattered rain and snow showers by midday, turning to all snow, a dusting possible in spots, a high of 43. Tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 15. Saturday, partly cloudy and becoming breezy, a high of 39. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer,
with a high of 50. Yesterday's high got even a little warmer than I thought it would yesterday. We were up to 62 degrees. Right now, it is 30.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness. But all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretending I was on the tag. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
There you go, Sadler Brothers. You know, it's harder to count flowers on the wall because we don't have the really loud wallpaper anymore that we used to have, right? And curtains, too, as well. They were always kind of a floral design, but I remember we had kind of a funky design, some sort of wallpaper on the kitchen, kind of a green, white flowery thing. So it was easier to count flowers on the wall back then, it seems. We'll take Tony's weather coming up in just a little bit today. Here's George Strait.
Hey, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Hell, everybody like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Or two down the road. Well, everybody walked out and left this woman burning out of control. Well, I was down there in about an hour or so with a little mouth to mouth. She was ready to go. I'm the fireman. Now, that's my name. They call me the fireman. Now, that's my name. That's my name. Burn 'em up. Just give me a call. I'm the fireman. Now, that's my name. They call me the fireman. Now, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out
George Strait on the Light in the Mail Cow Show from WRCO. It is 8 minutes before six. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All American Do It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final. Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, today will be quite interesting, starting with some sunshine. Then a strong cold front will blast in from the north and should bring us some scattered light rain and snow showers this afternoon. So if you're going to be out and about, be prepared for some reduced visibility at times and maybe a little slushy accumulation in some spots before the afternoon is out. That will all push away tonight as the cold, dry air really moves in, so you have to bundle up tonight into early tomorrow. Things will gradually moderate upward over the weekend with dry conditions and very warm weather expected early next week as we get a gusty south wind flow ahead of a storm system coming in from the Rockies and Plains. could push our temperatures up around record levels. Looks like active weather with us Tuesday and Tuesday night with that storm coming right across Wisconsin. We could have showers and thunderstorms, possibly turning to a bit of snow Tuesday night as much colder air comes in. Here's a forecast for today. Some sunshine early, then turning mostly cloudy. Scattered rain and snow showers by midday, turning to all snow. A dusting possible in spots. High near 43 in the late morning and then falling in the afternoon. Variable wind becoming north 10 to 15. Clearing and cold tonight, low at 15 degrees. Partly cloudy, becoming breezy tomorrow, high at 39. South to southwest wind 8 to 17. Saturday night, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 30. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, high 50. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and quite warm, low 28 with a high of 58. Tuesday, breezy with near record warmth. Rain showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, low 41, high 62. The rain could mix with or change to a little snow Tuesday night as we drop down to 20. Wednesday, chance of snow showers early, breezy and cold, high 32. And next Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, low about 18, high up to 38. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 29 degrees. We've been on a steady decline since earlier this morning. It was 32 about an hour ago. Yesterday's high was 62 degrees. The record high for this date, 1930. We hit 60 degrees, so we won't break that today. We would have had it been yesterday. We were at 62 for a high. Record today, 60. The record low, 15 below zero in 1873. Last year's high was 29 and the low 14. Sunset will happen at 5:42 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:46 for this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.71. No precipitation today. After an earlier reading of 41, it's 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated.